Your soul correction prevents you from a life worth living? When you change the way you see things, the things you see change. The measure of intelligence is the ability to change. Einstein. I have a disproportionately large number of people asking for their numbers, whose soul correction is sexual energy. I could ponder why the Kabbalists named the soul correction that. But instead of that I'll say. How you do anything is how you do everything. Meaning whatever your attitude to one thing in life, will be visible in every area of life, including sex. The main attitude of this soul correction, sexual energy is, it is my due. One may say I deserve it. I heard the expression Magi'ali in Israel a lot. Entitlement, the belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. We all think about certain things, we all view certain privileges as a right, as a due, as an of course, but the nature of reality dares to differ. So the attitude of it's my due results in a thankless delusional relationship with life. If demanding didn't do it, an escape to daydreaming, hoping that that will do the trick. Maybe you'll do mind movies, or Christy Marie Sheldon, or any law of attraction program. They are for entitled, it is my due people who will never amount to much until they give up, to one degree or other, their attitude. Because we view our dues as a foregone conclusion, we rarely do anything for them, or if we do anything, we do them fast and shabbily, only to demonstrate to the universe, or to other people, so they pay attention. No systems, no practices, no consistency, no efforts, no real work. Because it is not necessary. Why? Because getting what we want is a foregone conclusion. It's not working. So we engage a coach, a friend, an intermediary. And see if that gets the trick done. Maybe they will give us what should have come naturally. But the attitude it is my due interferes in that relationship. The universe may not care, but another person does. So albeit we may get a lot from that person, we also get grief. Because we still don't do our work. Because inside it's my due there is no chance to do any work for any length of time. Only when you can get that there is no free lunch, and you have nothing due to you, nothing that you didn't specifically negotiate for, only then will you be able to do work. The standard relationship to reality is I am an object in the world of objects. With the attitude of it's my due it gets a twist, I am more special than others. Therefore it's my due. The measure in the starting point measurements, number 11, the about me score, gives you the best clue to tell you if you are gaining ground on your soul correction. Soul correction is the number one stumbling block. The soul correction is always an attitude. And conquering it is your job in this lifetime. It's wicked difficult. It is hardwired. And it is very difficult to see on yourself. I even dare to say, it's impossible to correct. But that doesn't mean it is not worth going for. I have corrected mine, so far, to 70%. Number 11. To what degree you think of yourself, says to what degree you put yourself front and center. How much of what is happening you think is personal. To what degree you think that it is your due to be happy, be loved, get rich, spend time with, catered to. And obviously to what degree you are angry or disappointed when you don't get your due. The solution is not the obvious, if my life isn't about me, then it must be about others. Looking back, 30 years ago I also thought that if my life wasn't about me, then it must be about others. But that isn't a solution, you are already too interested in what others think of you. The solution is ideas. Ideals. Notions. Let me explain. You can never be happy, fulfilled, live a life worth living, if your life is about you. That is a meaningless life. What you want is a life with meaning, where the meaning is an idea, a notion, a principle, a future that would never happen fully without your participation. Like the idea that humans can become human beings with a little help from me. That is a future that would never happen without my hard work, and still, it may never happen. But in the meantime I live a life that has meaning, that has purpose, a life worth living. Obviously, if your number 11 is very high, there is no way you'll be able to see anything else to choose as your center. I have found that moving some of the energy towards a project that would not happen without your participation and work, a project that can succeed or fail, a strong in reality project, can start siphoning the energy from the it's my due. Because nothing is your due. Okay, correction, the change after you paid is your due. And in some commercial relationships, you may say that a waiter serving you fast is your due. But not the universe, not your wife, not your children, not your parents. So starting to see that unless you have a commercially, legally binding agreement about all aspects of behavior, you are due nothing. I know it's disappointing, And disappointment is a very painful feeling. You expected, and it didn't, doesn't, won't happen. Bringing conscious awareness and distinctions to anything lessens the pain. Now, another aspect I haven't mentioned, you beating yourself up, mostly for show, doesn't buy you anything either. It is a smokescreen. To pretend that you have done everything in your power. You are expecting lies to make you look good. And a third, you probably steal too. You feel that you deserved what you stole. And give not a whit of concern to the slighted party. When you are questioned, you lie. Now, in my core programs we get down to the nitty-gritty. We tell the truth about the things you do, the things you say, the things you pretend. No wonder there are only a few people in my core group. Everybody pretends they want a good life, but only a mighty few who are willing to do anything for it. Everybody wants the good life, but not everybody gets the good life. In the 67 steps, Ty Lopez takes you on a grand tour to show you what it takes to get the good life. About 100 principles. And whether you know it or not, it works. Especially if you do it with my coaching. I said do it. I didn't say, pretend to do it. And I also didn't say, if you listen to the steps, maybe answer Ty's question. I said, do it. Meaning, go and look. Do not learn. When you approach the steps hoping that you'll learn something, you'll not look. And you'll not see. And the power will be wasted on you. But this effort, allowing those audios to widen your view, to take you to places you wouldn't go, to show you things that you wouldn't look, is worth your time. Because each step takes you closer to seeing what it takes to live a fulfilled life. Really? You haven't been looking. Because you think you already know. And what you already know has bought you the life you have. Don't like it? Look wider. Look wider. So you see more. If you don't think it's worth taking 67 days to get a bigger world with more opportunities, then please don't bother. If you think you need more knowledge, please don't bother. The steps' truth value is only 30%, so you would learn BS. You would pick out the BS and learn that. Guaranteed.